Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. If you like volatility, you're in the midst of it here. We've had crude oil prices, the big talk of the day. We hit $119.50 a barrel here overnight. Has since backed off considerably, but that big crude rally sparked the grains to really start pushing. Wheat was up nearly $20 or 20 cents a bushel. Corn up 14 a bushel. Beans almost up 30 cents a bushel. But all that has since been erased with this crude oil softening up here a little bit, stock market picking back up some of these losses for the most part. There was a ship that crossed through the Strait of Hormuz without having any sort of retaliation happening to it. Some G7 countries are also saying that they will release some oil reserves here to ease some pain. So that's why we're seeing the price of crude start coming off slightly here. But looking at the grains, let's look at wheat here. Let's go Kansas May wheat down 3.5 cents at 6.20. July down 2.25 at 6.33. On the Chicago side, May is down 13 cents, 6.05. July down 11 at 6.15. Now Minneapolis May is still higher, up 2 cents at 6.45. New crop September up 1.25 at 6.73. Over to corn, May down 5.5 cents at 4.55. December new crop down 1.75 at 4.82. On the beans, May down 4.75, 11.97. November new crop unchanged right now, 11.47. Bean oil, which was sharply higher, now down 13 cents on the day, 66.34. And bean meal down $3.50 at 3.1390. Canola, which I've heard they're pulling bids on canola futures for any of the farmers trying to sell right now or market. We are down $3.04 after being sharply higher today at 727.40 Canadian.
If you are an active trader of commodity futures, you need to check out Heartland Investor Services trading app. The markets are moving fast. You need to know what they're doing. Now, you do not have to place your orders on the app if you don't want to. You can call our brokers. They'll take care of it for you. But in order to see what's going on, this trading app is a must-see. Check it out. At heartlandinvest.com, call us 701-222-0221.
Over into the cattle market. They were sharply lower on the opening, and we did touch limit on the feeder cattle for a little while there. The reason for this is Greeley, Colorado packing plant. The workers did submit their formal 7-day notice that they will be striking on the 16th, unless there is a deal that will be made between now and then. Since that happened this morning, the market has picked up since then. Chances of a deal being done between now and then, they're probably pretty good, but I guess the market will be the one to decide that for us. April live cattle down 420 at 320.15. June's down 392, 227.22. And let's go December down 317, 225.07. On the box beef numbers, 344 higher on choice, and select is up 228. Over to the feeder index, that is lower again today, down 93 cents, 366.39. March feeders down 480, 350.65. April's down 477, 346.62. August down 537, 342.77. And November's down 530, 336.57. Lean hogs for April down 80 cents, 94.87. May's down $1.47, 99.42. Now over into crude oil, from being up to 119.48, only at 94.56 a barrel here right now, up $3.34. We do have heating oil here too, down on the day 7 cents, 357.52. So stock market down 440 points. That has come back from 12 to 1300 lower on the day. Dollar index up 37 cents, 99.12. Gold market still lower, been lower all day, $78 lower, 5,103. Silver higher a little bit, up 12 cents, 84.22. And ended here with Bitcoin up $320 here, 68,720. Talk to you guys later.
Just a reminder to always remember, past results are not indicative of future results. Consider risk carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known, but it changes by the hour in the commodity markets. And so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.